January 10th, second Friday of the new year, is what's known as National Quitters Day. So wherever you are in your resolutions for 2025, we want to encourage you not to be in that 80% who tend to give up and peter out. Like so many of us, I think some of us gave up on making resolutions a number of years ago. And to be candid with you, I think that part of the outgrowth of this whole ministry many years ago in my heart was this thing of, listen, you know, this life is not about a January resolution and that we give up on. Our lives are about every day. The Bible says, and this was one of our key verses from the book of Ephesians, figure out what pleases Christ and do it. When we do the next right one thing, just because it's the right thing, bring glory to God, and we benefit. And I want you to benefit. I want you to experience the kind of victory and joy in your life that God intends. My name is Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen. We're at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson today. Continuing on, yesterday we were talking about the power of one thing when it comes to not being a quitter, to actually taking on a 30-day challenge. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. And why is one thing important? I wear a little one thing wristband that I had made for myself. We've given out thousands of these, by the way. And the reason I do this is because every day is filled with a lot of stuff. And I think many times what we do is we overestimate what we can do in a year. We're thinking of 2025, and you're thinking, oh, at the end of this year, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. We tend to overestimate what we can accomplish or do in a year, and we underestimate what today is. We get 24 hours today. What you do today matters. What you say to your spouse today matters. How you parent today matters. How you are at work matters. How you drive your car today, spend your money today, put in your face today matters. Your attitude today matters. And because it accumulates. And so we just say, hey, what one thing you could do in the next 30 days? I mean, just start today, something. I don't know, maybe it's if it's a finance thing, you say, I'm gonna put my credit card in a place I can't find it very easily. Like one lady told me, I put it in a coffee can and freeze it. Coffee can filled with water, freeze it, keep it in the freezer, and then when I get that urge to get my credit card, I got to let the thing melt. By then, well, I've lost interest. I don't know. Whatever. But one thing for 30 days that'd make a difference in your life, for God's glory and your benefit. Why one thing? Because one thing is doable. Every morning you get up and say, okay, I can do that. That's one thing. I'm going to read the Bible today. One chapter today. One verse today. 10 minutes today. I don't know. It's measurable. You either did or didn't. And if you didn't, you pick up the next day. It's cumulative, because I'll tell you what, a little bit over an extended period of time will change your life. That's what happens with compounding interest. Rich people today, people who are wealthy today, tend to be people who are cumulative over time. Sometimes it's inheritance and so on, but generally it's people who are disciplined. It's cumulative and it's specific. Doable, measurable, cumulative, specific. And so the question is, what one thing for the next 30 days can make a big difference in your life, or at least some difference? You can join us on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right, Marcy in Michigan, how are you today?
Hey, happy afternoon to you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. What's going on? What's your one thing?
Okay, so I've been tithing first fruit for years.
Wait, I think we dropped you. Are you still there? Yeah. Go right ahead, Marcy. We just dropped out for a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
So I've been giving God my... Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm going to put you on hold. I think we're having a little difficulty with your call. We'll get back to you. Talk to Stephen. Let me go to Scott. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Mr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call.
My number one thing is I want to be more aware of the people around me that have more needs for prayer. I do that on every Sunday. I get a chance when I'm standing at the door greeting people as they're coming filing in for church. And I was wondering if you could send me one of your one thing only wristbands.
Sure.
In the mail.
You ask, you will receive.
And I love your program. I like the one you had the other day about wholesome talk.
Yeah. Boy, that can really get us. The words that we use.
You know,
yeah.
I have a problem with people using the F word and taking the Lord's name in vain. And that really upsets me. I don't like to hear it.
And yet we want
to... I wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do one better for you. I'll send you that wristband. And Stephen, send him the Power of One Thing book, a book I wrote on this topic of the Power of One Thing and how it really works. We'll get it to you. And thank you for calling.
My address is...
Well, hold on. Just hold on for a minute, Scott. I'll let you give the address so the whole nation doesn't hear it. I'll let Stephen catch it and we'll send it to you. You know, he makes a really good point here about awareness. Some of us, and I include myself in this, because I'm so goal-directed and I'm so involved in, you know, helping people and doing things, believe it or not, I can become very unaware of what's going around. Does that make sense? In other words, I'm listening and I'm moving so quickly. And this mindfulness they often refer to today, sort of a, hey, be present. I mean, there's a powerful one thing. Next 30 days, I'm going to be present with my spouse, with my kids, with my coworkers, with God. I'm going to be present in what God's trying to tell me. All right, Scott, you ask, you get. All right. Let me go to Mary in Michigan. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your one thing?
Oh, goodness. It's an accumulation of things, but last year, or 2023, my mother had passed away, and I went, and I was able to get her Bible, and it is so special to me, because God got me kind of back on track. I had gotten away from reading His Word, and when I received her Bible, I am now in His Word every day, and it is such a, it's not just a one thing, it's not just a 30-day, it's an every day. I wake up and I want to be in His Word. I want to see what He has to say to me. And it has just blessed me so much. And I just want to encourage, you know, everybody out there, open the Bible. It doesn't matter if you read one verse, like you said, or a chapter, or, you know, don't be hard on yourself, because God knows what you need. Mm. He is the Word.
Yeah.
And the more of Jesus, the more of the Word. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus is the Word. And the more of the Word that we get in us, the more of Jesus we get in us.
That's right.
You can't go wrong then.
That's right. All right. Know? Well, you stay in there every day. Listen, Mary, you know, you just prompted me. When my mother passed several years ago, and the brothers were all at the house looking at different things. You know, you get this and this trinket, and you get that. My mother collected trinkets, and most of us didn't want trinkets. But you know what? I said, guys, I want her Bible. There it was on the counter. One of several. She had several Bibles. This is the one she used mostly. And so I got her Bible. And it's sitting on my shelf in my office at home. But the beauty is that she wrote in it. She wrote notes along the edge and underlined verses and made comments. Because she had a pretty tough last several years of her life, things she went through with my dad's health and different things. And I'm gonna make it a priority to pull that out and start just reading her notes with the verse that's next to it. What would my mother be speaking to me even these years later? Wow. Good reminder. Thank you for that, Mary. Let's take a break. This is fun. We're talking about the power of one thing to help us keep moving and not get stuck on National Quitters Day for the resolutions of 2025.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. but one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you do that. And I just want to say thank you in 2025 for those of you who have said, hey, we're going to keep riding with you here and helping support the ministry and praying for you. New friends we're meeting as you're joining us and you're saying, hey, I want to be a part of this. Your financial support for this ministry is making a big difference. Here's what the overhead is. We have, of course, we have staff, a small team working hard. Jennifer and Stephen, Jennifer has other assignments when she's not here, and Stephen's running the show, and we have staff upstairs in marketing and business and different areas, and so you help make that possible. You make sure that we can get the program out to our affiliates and to our stations, all the technical things that go on, and then the creating of resources and online, our podcast and videos and the things that we're creating. And boy, I'll tell you what, I am a fanatic when it comes to being conservative when it comes to spending the money. Let's not spend it if we don't need to spend it, okay? This is in the federal government here, all right? And so we don't borrow money. We use your support when it comes in and it goes back out to minister to other people. So I say thank you for doing that. So when you join us, thank you. You can call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours or anytime online at theintentionallife.com. All right, talk about the power of one thing. Doug in Michigan. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Just outside of Detroit, Rochester Hills.
Terrific. The new 93.1 for Family Life Radio. We're glad to be
on.
Glad to be on.
Well, happy New Year to you all.
Thank you. You too. So what's going on this new year?
My one thing is, having a little bit of trouble tithing as we fall behind with bills and health care and things like that. So I definitely want to, you know, be open-handed with this, but when I feel a tug in two different directions, it gets kind of tough.
Yeah, it does, I imagine. So how are you handling that? What do you do?
Well, lately, again, we've had some health issues to where that seems to be paramount. So we had to hold off on tithing here over the last few months. But I still, you know, obviously I want to, you know, do the right thing. And I've been blessed and you know, I feel, you know, my heart gets heavy when I'm not able to tithe as I normally would.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to have people praying with you, a lot of people identifying with the stress financially these days and what people are facing. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's the key, I think, is people. I always tell people, because I get lots of questions over the years, Doug, where people say, we've never tithed, we've never given, we don't even know where to start. I always tell people, listen, get started, be faithful, and continue to trust God and keep taking steps as your faith grows. And when I hear you're at a place of saying, hey, God's stretching me a little bit more at this point in my life, spiritually, to trust him. And we'll be praying that God will be, and as he is, faithful to his word, that he'll supply your needs according to his riches and glory.
Wonderful. I'd appreciate that.
All right. So let me pray for you, Doug, and others who are struggling with this. Is that okay?
Of course.
Father, I do pray for Doug and others. This whole topic of tithing and finance, we know, Lord, you don't need a dollar from us. I mean, you own everything. But you need our faithfulness and our obedience and our lives, and it's all yours in the first place, so we're just giving back a portion of it. Thank you for the ability to do that in times when it's difficult for people, that they trust you and stretch, trust, and see your faithfulness. I pray that for Doug and his family, and certainly for others who are listening today. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Doug. Keep listening, my friend. We'll thank be there you. For you. All right. God bless you and have a good year. A good year. Talking about that, you know, we're talking about the power of one thing. Doug was talking there about tithing. Stephen, you said something. We had Marcy on earlier, and we lost the call. She was talking about first fruits. What was that all about?
Yeah, phone call didn't work out, but she says that she has always been very faithful about giving God her first fruits to him. But she says this year, she says, I want the first fruits to be of me. Yeah. She wants to give me to the Lord. Yeah. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, it is, because it's easy to, you know, we're not paying off the Lord, you know, paying off so he'll love me more. But we're being faithful and saying it's all his in the first place, and I'm ultimately what he wants.
Yeah, and just to be able to just to completely say, like you said, Father, I'm yours.
Amen. Quick break. We'll be right back. We believe that every person was intentionally made in the image of a loving and intentional God, made with purpose, made for a future, made with destiny, and with the hope of a life of spiritual peace and freedom. Do you believe that? The scripture teaches that every one of us have been made with a purpose. Each of us has a destiny. God has a purpose for you and me to be on this planet. He made us uniquely different, with our own DNA, with our own look, with our own passions, with our own interests. And as he empowers our life, things change. And we believe that every person was intentionally made in the image of a loving God.
That's an excerpt from the featured lesson from our Intentional Living Center out around the world. You're helping make possible. Thank you, members, for allowing us to create new content and things that will encourage people right from God's Word. That's why we do this. And again, I'd love to hear your stories on our storyline. We could use these on a future program. What one thing you're looking at in 2025? What have you learned? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. By the way, last night, my wife Donna and I had the privilege of being in Chandler in the Phoenix area at the city council meeting. I was invited to come and open their meeting in prayer. And so I appreciate that opportunity. Christine, who is the vice mayor, is a listener and a friend, and she invited Don and me to come and to open the meeting, special meeting, so we had a good time. And I reminded the council, you know, and I remind all of us as citizens, the Bible tells us we're to pray for those in authority over us. And that's what we did. We prayed for them that we can experience it, not only in one city in America, but in the whole land, we can experience the peace that God intends for us and the freedom we can have only when we are empowered by that Holy Spirit that God has given to us. That's for sure. All right. Some more one things. We're about out of time here. Dawn in Arizona, what's your one thing for the next 30 days?
Hi, Dr. Andy. My one thing is to change my thoughts. I start thinking about scary things and I get into a ton of fear, and it just doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve God. God did not give me a spirit of fear. So that's my one thing. I'm going to change my thinking one thought at a time.
That's it. You know, we're to take captive every thought, the Bible says. Let no unwholesome words come out of our mouth, and that's usually a product of what we're thinking. Here's a verse for you, Dawn. Philippians 4:8, whatever's true, right, admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things. When we think on those things, that makes a difference on what comes out of our mouth, for sure. Jenny, her one thing from Alabama.
Yes, hi, I'm Jenny, and I'm going to do the 30-day plan. I'm going to do encouragement daily for 30 days with anyone I meet. God bless.
All right.
Jenny left that on our storyline. We love hearing from you. That's what we love hearing are the comments and things that we can share on the program. All right, let's go to Homer in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Hey, Dr. Randy. My intentional thing, and it's been more than 30 days now and it's working great, was to talk to my son on the phone at least once a day just to see how he's doing. His goal is a PhD, a bioengineer. And I'm very proud of him. And to talk to him once a day on the phone, 1 week he'll call me, the next week I call him, and we've been doing this since April now, and we've gotten a lot closer. Sometimes it's just a quick, hey, how you doing? Other times it's, you know, long, drawn-out conversations, and it's worked out really well. And I just wanted to share that with you. So thank you very much for your program and for what you do.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Homer. Listen, you remind us, we talk about doable, measurable, cumulative, specific. We talk about by January 10th, National Quitters Day, people giving up. But when you take on a goal of saying, hey, you know, I'm going to just call my son every day or text him just to connect. And it goes beyond 30 days. What you've done is develop a new habit. Habits are developed when we do things over an extended period of time, and we're getting the reward from it, which in your case is a better relationship with your kids. Let me tell you something. If you want to develop a habit, let's get really specific. You and your spouse are struggling, and maybe it's because of the words you use. You find yourself being critical. If you said, hey, for the next 30 days, I'm going to bite my tongue, hold myself accountable. If I say something stupid or hurtful, I'm going to be accountable for it, and I'm going to apologize. And that's going to get old after a while. So I'm going to hold myself accountable. You start doing that day in and day out. You start a new process, a new pattern. You're going to develop a new habit. You're going to respond differently. You're going to feel better. Your marriage is going to get better. God's going to get the glory. You're going to get the benefit. Your kids are going to like it. Your dog is going to like it. Your neighbors are going to like it. It's a positive thing. That's an example of the power of one thing. And that's why we talk about that. And when we do, we get to hear from people from around the country. Here's a call from Georgia.
Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm wanting to do a 30-day challenge of getting back into reading my Bible for God. And I know I've lost a lot of communication over all this, but, you know, he is the number one reason that I need to get back into. And this 30-day challenge, it seems like the best way to, you know, clean myself back up and keep everything else in order.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that's great. Let me just correct one thing. You're not cleaning yourself up. God is the one that does that. He does the forgiving. The Bible says if we confess, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You want to read the Bible every day because you want to grow in your relationship with him. I think one of the reasons we stop doing one thing is because it becomes obligatory. We feel obligated to do it. We don't find joy in doing it. And it could be something practical like exercise. Some of you enjoy it. It becomes almost a habit after a while, the endorphins and all that, and you really look forward to it. But when you're getting started, it may not bring you a lot of joy. But if things can move from just being an obligation to being joy in your life, positive in your life, it can be transformational. The power of one thing. All right, let's go to Michigan. Another one thing. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling in to get signed up for the 30 days of doing something in honor of the Lord, a commitment. And one is decluttering my house, and two is trying to declutter my mind and stop cursing. There's a couple other things that I don't want to say on the air that I would like to be intentional about for the next 30 days in honor of God.
All right. And you don't need to share it with us, between you and the Lord. I will say this, though. If you missed the show, Kimberly, from a few days ago where we talked about the power of words, and it was really, it started around one of the callers who said, hey, I'm living in a home where my husband's just using so much profanity. It's undermining our relationship and my peace and our marriage, and I love him, but I don't know how to deal with this. And so many people called and just confessed that they struggle with their words. And so you're not alone. You're not alone, and that's something you can certainly work on in your life. All right. Let's go to Patricia. I think you're next in Michigan. What's your one thing?
Hi. I'm just sharing what my 30-day intentional living moment will be. I have just really struggled with feeling down lately, and things just can't seem to get much worse, and that's how my head puts it. However, I know that there's so many things to be grateful for, so my intentional moment for 30 days is going to be to wake up each morning and start my day by telling myself one thing I am grateful for each and every day. Hopefully, after the 30 days, this will continue, and because I do know that there's so much to be grateful for, and God has given us all so much, so sometimes we have to stop and reflect on that and really see it. And this will be a great start, great time to do it.
All right. Good time to start. You know, January is sort of a fresh start. And what happens is by about the middle of the month, we're getting pretty close to that here. We stop thinking about resolutions and new starts and all that. But we should every day get up with that idea, get a new start today. And so that's why we like to emphasize this in January. Stephen just reminded me in my ear here, my earpiece, that program on the power of words, using words. We had part one last week, but part two is coming up next in the show, next show. So I hope you'll be listening for that. We're looking forward to it. All right. Before we run out of time here, I think we've got one more. This person from Washington wants to share with us. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tara. I wanted to make my 30-day commitment to lay off chocolate. I have found that I'm allergic to it. My voice is kind of scratchy right now, and my ears are ringing, and I find that when I intentionally laid off chocolate for 3 days, I wasn't having so much trouble with that at all. I went on and off a couple times to see if that was it, and by golly, it's chocolate. I'm glad you're having this challenge, because I have not been able to just thoroughly get off of it on my own.
Well, good for you. I know there are people listening, by the way, Tara, want to give us their address so you could pack up all your chocolate and send it to them. You know, that's true, though, finding out those things in our lives that don't add a lot of benefit sometimes. All right, that's been interesting. I hope you, if you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen to that. Today, share with some others along the line, people in your social network that you love and appreciate, and that they'll enjoy hearing about the power of one thing. It may be transformational for them. Until we meet again, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer and Stephen and a host of others. We're all committed to one thing, that's helping you experience 2025 every day as God intended, with more peace, more purpose, and more direction. Intentional Living is from our studios in Tucson, Arizona, and is a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day. See you next time.